Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Where were we? Other than the fact that the whole conversation we're in the middle of is necessarily about their losing. I mean, that's the thing about this that is the worst part, is we're talking about outcomes if they lose, and that doesn't feel great. I mean, they are favored to win. We should probably build in some what if they win.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, it's like super compelling. I mean, there's a reason why big media and even like sports talk in general constantly obsesses over quarterback narratives. There's a reason why they do it, because you can't ever really settle it, ever.
Right.
And it's interesting, and there's always more to say.
Yeah.
What about this game? What about this play?
Right.
Was that not the one guy before who wanted to talk and talk? Like, well, wasn't that a drop by Dalton Kincaid? Sure. What kind of play was that? I mean, it was a mess.
Right.
So, and it wasn't also in the end zone. The game wasn't theirs if he makes the catch. It's first down.
There is always more to say. And here's something more to say from me, from my end of this, thinking to that caller's name was Mark, I think.
Yeah.
Thinking of him in general, because the way he approached it was as though I am blaming it all on Allen instead of McDermott. And that is not it. And I maybe I blame myself for that. No one's harder on me than me. Maybe I haven't made it as clear. It's the offense. Like I've got the ball with that guy at quarterback. I should be able to knock you out. But they haven't put enough there. They have not poured enough assets into that. It's the wide receiver conversation. Sorry to be so hackneyed, but it is, right? I make the point about Amari Cooper on 3rd and 10. Like that was my pivot 6 weeks into the season because I knew I didn't have enough. This year they knew they didn't have enough, and they couldn't even get anything done. And so now I'm going into the playoffs, and I got to hope that, you know, yeah, Allen can do enough. That's the part about it that's unfair. I don't think the team has done enough around him to make it where I should be able to punch you out if he's my quarterback and I've got the ball at midfield and I need a touchdown to win a playoff game in advance and go try to win the Super Bowl. I agree that they have done a disservice to him so far in his career. I mean, they had Diggs, and as soon as that started to unravel on them, they thought they could get by without it. And they lived as far as they lived last year, and it bit them at the very end. And that's it. It's not so much that it's Allen. Like, I don't think he's lacking some clutch gene or something that is failing them in these moments. I think overall they have not done enough to make it to where that's how they can win. And they've been so busy trying to stop Mahomes and Burrow, but largely Mahomes. And that has been, they've been flailing around at that for 4 years now. And they never got there. This year, the league stopped Mahomes and the Chiefs for them. They don't have to deal with them this year. And that's another part of the narrative that, you know, gets pointed at Allen specifically, that really it's organizationally the Bills. That's why I like the point about how the biggest failure so far this year is that they didn't get the one seed in a year where the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Ravens were all like drowning most of the year. They could not take advantage of it. And that's a real shame. Denver, year two with Bo Nix enjoying the one seed and a week off and the catbird seat. So it's not all about Allen to me. Like, I'm not pinning it all on him. But I am pinning it on the offense, and that's organizational as much as it is him.
Let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I agree with Bulldog. I have seen him do many things in the last 2 minutes of games that just don't make me believe that we can win the game. From the Minnesota fumble on the goal line to the slip in Tennessee to the last 2 minutes in the last two playoff games, to even last week in Philadelphia. It just never looks smooth with him, ever. Like, and the guy's amazing, and I'm not picking on him. I think he's one of the best players I've ever seen. But you go back to the Texans in the first playoff game when he's trying to throw the ball backwards, or the Raven game where he almost pitched it. He's very frantic. And I always hear the excuse, it's the Allen experience. Just do the smart thing. Be smart. Don't take 18-yard sacks. Like, I feel like as fans, we move the goalpost all the time. Oh, this team's so much worse. We have no receivers. Basically the same receivers as last year. We signed Josh Palmer. We're supposed to be better. We picked up Brandon Cooks, which I'm excited about for the playoffs. But you know, when he's playing good, it's everybody eats. You know, it's just excuse after excuse. I heard for years, oh, we have to score at least 30-something points to beat Kansas City. Well, we hold them to 27, or they score 31, and, oh, the defense is awful. Well, the defense made stops in the fourth quarter and gave him the ball back, and he didn't read the blitz properly and ran into it and threw a horrible pass Kincaid. I mean, it's not all on Allen, I get it, but the greats win these games, and you were right about that, Shope. That's just my opinion.
Thanks, Colin. Chris.
Yeah. Please listen. You're way harder. I just spent 2 minutes trying to clarify, or maybe longer, my feelings on Allen and this critique of the overall picture here on offense. And this guy gets in and is just hammering Allen.
That's how you do it.
I agree with you, he says. No, I did. You were waiting to talk, so you probably didn't hear me explain that I'm not pinning it all on him. This guy is. We don't agree, that guy and me.
I thought this guy was brilliant. What he said up top was something to the effect of, I don't have confidence in the end that he's going to make the play. And he listed a number of games where that is a fair critique. I would throw the Chief loss at home in the playoffs on that pile, because I thought Allen misplayed that. And we went round and round on that like a month. But the play was underneath. And to limit the time Kansas City had left, and he I don't know. I wouldn't say he panicked, but he went for the kill
shot. He went for the kill shot to Shakir, and you know, something happened that compromised that. You know, Dawkins got knocked back into him, and the pass went errant. Yeah, that's right. I was waiting to bring that up to you. Like, you know, talking about this, you know, defense, offense, you know, where the blame lies, all
well,
that.
That's why you have to see it happen first. Because even a stat line doesn't tell you the whole thing. I mean, last year's Kansas City stat line is fine. It's not incredible. He's had those too. You have to see, the stats don't tell you what that play looked like. And Allen isn't without blame on that last play. It's not as simple as a dropped pass. A dropped pass, holy cow, what can that look like? Right. I mean, Kincaid had a chance at it.
Yes.
But there are lots of different drops. This is interesting, but just to slip this in, because in the example of the home loss to the Chiefs, you get that touchdown and the Chiefs have, what, a minute 50 or something to drive and basically right. do the thing you want, which is, I've got Patrick Mahomes, game on the line, I'm going to go win the game. I'm using Pro Football Reference. I've been texting with Sneaky Joe, as he has a different site, but I like Pro Football. It's the one that I go to where you can enter in the game situation and you can use the point spread too and the score. Just to give you some sense of this, if anybody wants to play with this, go to Pro Football Reference and use their win probability calculator. 2 minutes left. You're a 1.5 point favorite. Doesn't have home or away. That's baked into the point spread.
Mm-hmm.
Bills are a 1.5 point favorite. 2 minutes left. Down four.
Okay.
First and 10, my 35. After a kickoff, say. 37% to win. Down three. 2 minutes left, first and 10, my 35, 30%. That's a good one because that is telling you that teams down three will tie the game.
Right, and then
and the team down
chances.
Four has no chance to tie the game.
Right.
At least themselves. Indirectly, the other team come back on them. But
right.
So my odds of winning are better down four with 2 minutes left when I'm at my own 35 than down three. That changes once you get across, not at midfield, but once you get into plus territory. When I'm at the plus 35, it's 48% when I'm down four, 52% when I'm down three. And as you get really close, it changes further in that direction. So I thought you'd like that.
Thank you. Before you take another call, John Harbaugh's been fired.
Is that right?
Well, the wording is they've mutually agreed to part ways.
That's how they but always put
the,
it now.
The Ravens are making – that's Jordan Schultz is where I'm first seeing that. Just
and Schefter and Rappaport.
Okay, there they all
of
are.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So Harbaugh is out.
They're all breaking
John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore.
Well, I guess I'm not shocked.
And I guess Lamar Jackson will stay then.
Does Lamar Jackson get to pick his coach?
Probably.
Well, I mean, he'll probably have a voice in it. Monken is interviewing in Cleveland.
I know, I was going to say, there's some talk about Monken being a candidate. Maybe he'll be a candidate in Baltimore. Depends if Lamar Jackson likes him or not.
Doubt it, maybe.
Right.
Doubt it, maybe.
I don't know.
And they had their good days. Wow. Well, how long is that? I mean, that's he 18, and Tomlin
18
were.
18 seasons, Harbaugh. One Super Bowl championship, 180. Sorry, Schefter just tweeted the whole thing. 18 seasons, 180 and 113 in the regular season, 13 and 11 in the postseason, and that one Super Bowl win over the 49ers.
Wonder if the loser that, well, you know, maybe the Ravens make the field goal and it's Tomlin who's out.
Maybe.
But, yeah, he is younger than he looks, Harbaugh. And so that's 18 years?
Yep.
Big story. Here's Steven next. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right, great. So, listen, I just got to say, there's nothing to fear. I think Josh is going to execute. The run game is going to hum against the Jags. But most importantly, I want to label this whole conversation this. I got Buffalo versus the Chargers in the AFC Championship. Get ready to turn the lights back on and bum rush back into the Super Bowl. The anxiety of the one seed and seeding is over. I believe that was the pressure behind everything during the regular season because no one expected New England to play this great. But I still believe, and it's been proven time and time again, a healthy Bills team is the most dangerous team in the NFL. So I'm telling everyone, I think get your popcorn ready and I think in the Super Bowl, it's either going to be the Eagles or it's going to be the Bears against the Bills. And I got Buffalo winning the Super Bowl this year. I understand all of the context behind the regular season, behind everything that went into it, but no one predicted this season to end up this way. No one predicted Patrick Mahomes to tear his ACL. No one predicted the Bears to make such a big turnaround. There's so many storylines behind this entire season. It's a miracle that Buffalo went in relatively unscathed at the linebacker position with Matt Milano, Dorian Williams, and Shaq Thompson. I know we had the issue with Terrell Bernard, but everyone else, I think, is going to go in there fresh. They hang in there. It's going to be a nail-biting game, but that's every playoff game. I think if we label every single Bills game a nail-biting game, that's every game in the NFL this season. And I think the one player nobody wants to face in a nail-biting situation is Josh Allen. That's all I want to say.
Okay, well, that's very much the opposite of the last guy's tone and feeling, even feelings on Allen in the end. The last guy you want to face in a pressure situation, you could have stopped at the last guy you want to face. That's sort of fresh in my mind.
Right.
The last argument, but.
Right, right, yeah.
All right, good for you.
Well, good, yeah. Listen, two things can be true. I know it's hard, all right? Not to insult everyone's aptitude here, but respecting the Jaguars and really saying that I think they're the worst matchup possible doesn't mean I think the Bills don't have a chance to win this game. I mean, I think they do. They're favored for a reason. I just think it's tough. It's a out of the pool of possibilities. I didn't really consider Houston very realistic. I thought this is the team that could give them the most trouble. Their run defense has been excellent. And the Bills have had a very hard time putting together any kind of really solid offensive performance if their run game doesn't go. So that, for starters, is tough. Maybe they can just line up and use their three tight ends and roll Alec Anderson out there, too, if they want to, and just bully these guys around, and maybe that'll change. And Jacksonville will, you know, their fancy run defense, just like Denver's last year, will go up in smoke. Because that did happen last year. Denver was getting a lot of credit coming in here for their stout defense and their run defense in general, and the Bills ate them up. So maybe it happens, but I think that is a tough matchup, and I think the way the offense for Jacksonville, the passing game, is humming right now is also a tough matchup. The Bills don't get a ton of pressure rushing four guys, and I'm worried about Parker Washington and Brian Thomas Jr. and this tight end. I think they're going to be able to do some business, which circles you back to, do I have a bit, like Ross Tucker's talking 31-27, right? Do I have an offense against a good defensive team that I may have to rely on my passing game for? Like, that might be the way to exploit them. They don't rush the passer well either. But can I get that off to the point where I can win a 31-27 game with this team? That's the reason I didn't like the matchup. I think it's a challenging opponent.
Parker Washington, a.k.a. Christopher Parker Washington.
Right. That's a nice grab by you.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. How often does it happen that someone the Bills are playing that could be a problem has the same name as one of us?
I know. Watch out for Mike Shope, Hines Allen, by the way, as well. Mike Shope, Josh Hines Allen would have been.
That's what you wanted.
What I wanted. I don't think, yes, there were like two scenarios where the Bills could have played Houston in the 6-3. So I keep sort of stopping at that. But there was a chance.
There was a chance. Yeah, Jacksonville needed to lose, and Houston wins, and then that was it. But I just didn't think that was very likely to happen.
And the Chargers had to do something, but it's over now.
Well, the Chargers needed to lose too. Yeah, right.
Mike is next. Hello.
Hey guys, Happy New Year. My biggest concern going into this week is the Bills' short yardage offense. It cost us in Houston. We had two huge situations with third and twos that we didn't complete, and they went to fourth and one or fourth and two, and we didn't get them. The same thing last week, two situations, a third and one and a third and two, neither of which we got points on and neither of which we got first downs on the plays. I'm concerned, and it goes into the 2-point conversion. Up to last week, we're 1 out of 7 on 2-point conversions, which are short yardage situations. And I just think Brady's got to figure out a way, whether it's double tush push, whether it's something that this offense is lacking this year, is short yardage, third and short, fourth and short.
All right, fair enough. Wants to throw out the jet game for the 2-pointers. That's probably fine.
Yeah, and I think the third downs and fourth downs he's talking about were from the Eagle game. I'm guessing, because that was a game that we still cared about. I'm making any critiques based on a game the Bills won 35-8. I'm not sure I really want to lean into.
Guy before fired up, not only for a Bills Super Bowl win, but a home game in the AFC Championship along the way. If there isn't one, who scored the last touchdown in Highmark Stadium?
Whoever that Jet guy was.
Andrew Beck.
Yeah.
How dare he? Didn't he have any sense or appreciation for the history? Andrew Beck. Then there was a 2-pointer to Jelani Woods. I thought it was a different name on the broadcast, but the box score says Jelani Woods. So that's the last points so far.
There's still a chance there could be more.
That's not going to be remembered well, Andrew Beck.
No, I already forgot it.
We spent some time last week with nostalgia in mind on the first points and the first games and kickoff return against Washington. Well, you weren't here for some of it.
Right.
But that first regular season game and win, the Eagles were one
Wallace
of those.
Francis.
Wallace, yeah. The Jets. Andrew Beck. Hmm. For the record, Colin is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I love the discussion, too. I think each person kind of has an interesting perspective, bringing their own kind of history to it, what they're thinking about. What sticks out in my mind in the playoffs recently is that Christian Benford going down in Kansas City in the championship game. And that got me thinking again about this Max Hairston injury. I don't understand McDermott with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, down 35. I mean, that's his defense. And I've heard this discussion, oh, you know, maybe there weren't enough guys or this or that. Don't put anybody out there. I mean, he's your first round pick. I mean, the Bills got together in the offseason and said in the draft, this player more than anybody else is what we need to improve our defense. Put 10 guys out on the field. Why, when you're up 35 points? I mean, put Keon Coleman. They don't trust him. Put him out on the defense.
Yeah.
The explanations that have been given, yeah. If you don't have another body, don't put a body out there. The Jets, it didn't matter. So to have him missing this week and maybe in future weeks, I think that really could be one of those small details that will kind of go unnoticed. But when we look back on it, we could think he could have really been a difference maker.
I can guarantee you it's not going to go unnoticed. The amount of conversation there's been about it to this point, including your call, Colin, tells me that if that position bites them in any way on Sunday or moving forward, it's going to be right there. And I think Keon Coleman is a great name for that. Just put a guy out there. Like, don't worry about you're embarrassing your opponent because you're not. No, what's the big picture here? I'm listening to that. I mean, it's too late now to do anything about it. I understand the roster machinations, but they could have chosen to put someone else there. It didn't matter. Who cares if you're covering the guy well or not? Who cares if you know how to backpedal and how your hips are going to swing when you go to chase the guy? Let him go.
I could not put a wide receiver on the field with 10 minutes left in that game because that would also be remembered. Just because I might have a chance there'd be an injury, I couldn't go that far. I understand it. I think you got to this the other day when maybe yesterday we were talking about it off the air, I think. And I think what maybe is the most interesting aspect of this, like, all right, so the premise is you're short. At DB, you lost a guy earlier this year through the Darius Slay experience when you signed Slay and then you waived Jamarcus Ingram to make room for him. And then Slay says, hey, I'm not coming. Cowboy Dan's not coming. And then Ingram gets claimed by another team, maybe Atlanta, somebody
Houston,
else.
Houston.
Houston, okay. Even better. And so you've got a prominent or a depth piece. I don't want to go too far, but you've got somebody that would have been on the field had he still been on the team.
I suppose that they had a month to replace him. If they, you know, like I can only get so far. I think McDermott is still probably frustrated about losing Jamarcus Ingram, a player that was here for a long time that they developed and that they trusted in the role that he was, sort of like a utility knife type, you know, fix-it DB that could do a lot of different things, maybe nothing well enough to ever start for you, but still a nice hole plugger. But they had a month to go find another guy if they really felt like they needed another guy to avoid a situation where Max Hairston had to play, you know, late in this game. They could have done it.
803-0550 to join us. Lots in the air today. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. Lines are open. We'll have Sabres pregame with Paul Hamilton at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If the Bills make an AFC playoff field that lacks Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, and then they lose one and done to the Jaguars. But on the scale of NFL owners being embarrassed, losing to the Jaguars is kind of up there. I could see there's going to be a big sit down. There's going to be a conversation. How did this all go wrong? Things could precipitate and trickle down such that eventually it leads to, you know, that mutual parting of ways. Simply because, like, the Bills have been a little bit unfairly set up for very high expectations in this particular AFC playoff, despite the fact that this Bills team, outside of Josh, not as good as maybe you'd like for the Bills to be. I could see an embarrassing one and done loss in Jacksonville leading to, you know, domino effects that gets McDermott out of there.
Ben Solak. Sure, take us right back to what if they lose. I mean, that's what we've been doing. 803-0550 for your calls. Just thinking about what I'm going to do tonight. Sabres are on, right?
Yep.
That's televised?
I believe.
Is that a channel I get?
MSG, yeah.
All right. There's that option?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Although, I think Tampa and Colorado are also playing tonight.
Yes, I just was looking at that. Colorado has three regulation losses, but one of them was on Sunday in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good for half a season.
Yeah.
So you've got that. Of course, the Boomer Opto stream of ship chasing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, putting the playoff lineups together.
I get that on my iPad.
Yeah, you watch. You have it on the iPad.
I will have that on my iPad with the volume up, and then I'll watch the Sabres game. Sorry, Dan and Rob, muted.
So you can hear Pat and Pete.
Yeah.
And Sacrilegious and Dricko.
I love Pat and Pete.
I love Pat and Pete. So that's tonight at 8, ship chasing. There's one more thing I wanted to do. With the end of the fantasy season is here.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff challenge is the point of the ship chasing shows and my ADP chasing show from this morning. And so that's really what I'll be doing while I'm watching whatever it is I'm watching, putting lineups together for the playoff tournaments. But one thing I want to do before the regular season gets too far away, you know what Nick's play is?
Is this the quarterback Bo Nix?
No.
Is this the New York Knickerbockers?
This is a great gift idea.
The Nick's play. I don't know what the Nick's play is.
So it's a brand. It's a device where you get a picture frame and somebody will have loaded pictures into it, and they just cycle, in a frame electronically in your house.
My TV does this now.
Does it with pictures of yours?
With my photo library.
So it's like that.
Yeah.
And, people coming over for Thanksgiving, I just sort of dressed mine up. Lots of pictures of kids and dogs and birds and family trips and these things. But what I'm going to do now, because my wife won't be home until like 11 tonight, replace them all with pictures of my lineups that won.
I was going to say, you should do that for Thanksgiving. Just like have at least one. Like, Michael, what is that? Oh, that's my
I did a little bit of
best
it.
Ball Mania 3 team.
Yeah. I threw in about...
How'd I do that? Did it sound like I knew what I was talking about?
A little bit.
All right.
This was Best Ball Media 6, but yes. If only I'd won it. At about 50 pictures, 6 of them were meant to amuse. One is me and Vanessa Williams at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
One is a picture. Anytime it's a running joke with a couple of friends, anytime I get gas and there's a sign on the gas pump that says, prepay before pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I take a picture of that. Okay. So I've got a file of those in my phone.
Yeah.
Prepay before pumping.
I'm not sure I understand.
You don't need pre.
Yeah, right. No, I know.
So I've got a few of those running through. And it's time to have some more fun with it. I didn't get the laughs that I wanted during the holiday season.
It's always next year. Or like Mother's Day or something, maybe.
Yeah, like revert.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll eliminate all the lineups.
Start collecting uncomplimentary pictures of your wife and then Mother's Day with take pictures of her sleeping. Or
Can you imagine doing that?
No.
There's no worse idea than that.
No, that is the worst idea I've ever said on the radio.
Yeah. You just.
I liked Ralph Krueger as an idea. That was worse than this.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was.
Okay. Sorry.
Patrick is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to get in the conversation about if we go one and done in the playoffs, everyone's been talking about McDermott, but I'm just wondering why the conversation isn't more on Bean. The defense isn't giving McDermott a ton of tools, but he's still making it work, especially with a lot of second half adjustments, very creative stuff, to stop some good teams throughout the course of the year. And then the wide receiver room is very tepid. We're not giving Josh a lot to work with. I don't know what McDermott can do about that. It seems like there should be a little bit more focus on Dean, in my opinion.
I think that there is more. Well, I don't know if there's more than on McDermott. I mean, he's the coach. And, Bean does not have a 13 seconds really on his resume. But the wide receiver room this year might be his version of that. And the way he handled it in the spring after the draft with our morning show, the failure to land a Jacoby Myers or the bigger fish that he, I believe, was hunting, Brian Thomas Jr. even, or Jalen Waddle, which was specifically reported. I'd heard some stuff about Brian Thomas Jr. myself. I think there's more heat on Bean now, and he, I think, did it largely to himself. I think if he doesn't draw the attention to himself that he did by doing, you know, handling himself the way he did after the draft, I don't know that there would be as much of an appetite for it. But I have noticed going back to, I don't know when it was, but very early, not very early, like maybe 6-8 weeks into the season. Is that very early? I don't think so.
No.
McDermott, like, sort of stopping a question. The first wire that tripped for me was someone posing a question to McDermott saying that we know how you love to run the ball and or you want to run the ball. And he was just, he objected before he even answered the question. Like, I don't think I've ever said that. Like, I want to be able to do both things. I don't remember exactly the phrasing he used, but it's the kind of phrasing that football coaches and he uses all the time. I don't think it was complimentary football, but just, you know, I don't love to run the ball. I love to win, basically. And that was the first piece. And from there, and we even had yesterday again, him volunteering praise for Jakobi Meyers, a player who was traded at the trade deadline. That was not prompted. He just did it. Do you think this team can win the Super Bowl? Brandon Bean, yes, I do. Sean McDermott, I love these guys. There's been little stuff all year that McDermott, to me, could be. I mean, like, I love a good conspiracy, right? So I'm a sucker for that stuff. But I feel like McDermott has been planting, like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs that I wouldn't be surprised if when they get together, whenever this season ends, obviously it ends in the Super Bowl, I think this is all off the table. Maybe not. I think there's friction there. And I think McDermott is, the way he's dropping these little nuggets, I think is the evidence. So it's not a smoking gun. I mean, he hasn't, you know, like blasted anyone, but he's usually really buttoned up. I think he knows what he's saying and the way that it's going to be interpreted. And I think he's let it be known to the media, to the fans, that he wanted more at receiver, and he didn't get it.
Joe is next. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, just on the McDermott topic, I mean, that was an interesting view you just brought up about maybe McDermott, you know, I don't want to say wanting to leave, but dropping those breadcrumbs. But I mean, for the fan base and everybody to say, get rid of McDermott, I mean, I have a problem with that. You know, we all make mistakes, 13 seconds. We all make mistakes in our jobs. We don't get fired. You know, we're not in a multimillion dollar business neither. But I don't know. It just, I mean, there's a lot of teams that would love, weak argument, that would love to have McDermott and love to have been in the playoffs the past 7 years. I'm a diehard Bills fan, and I went to the Chiefs game last year. And, you know, I think it's awesome. And I don't think McDermott's on the hot seat at all.
Okay.
I don't either think he's on the hot seat. I think he's going to be talked about as being on the hot seat. And, you know, there's a scenario where I think that could happen. I just don't think it's very likely. Like, there'd have to be another 13 seconds, I think, could really be problematic if it happened. But I don't think it'll happen. I think he's better at all the stuff that you need to be better at to prevent that from happening. So
you also don't get to keep your job forever. And we just had John Harbaugh fired in the last half an hour. One of three coaches in Ravens history. Make this point about the Steelers a lot. It's not in Steelers history, but it's since the merger. They've had three coaches, Noel, Cowher, and Tomlin. Insane. The Ravens aren't near that old. But they've only had three. Harbaugh, Brian Billick before Harbaugh, and their original coach?
Ted Marchibroda,
that's right. For 3 years, maybe, beginning of the Ravens. Testaverde, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Early Ravens.
Yeah,
so.
Tough business. I mean, that kick goes through. He's not getting fired.
Not yet.
But it might have happened anyway. Like, the thing is, like, the reason I don't think McDermott's in any trouble, almost, you know, again, so there's a scenario. I don't need to paint it. Is there isn't that friction. Like, the Harbaugh did not get fired because they missed a field goal. I mean, he got fired today because they missed a field goal. He might have gotten fired after the wild card game if they lost. Not because they missed a field goal, because there's a problem with the quarterback and the organization. And I don't know if today means that that was Harbaugh's problem, like he was the problem for Jackson, but there was friction there. There's this bombshell story before the holidays about...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But sleeping through meetings and don't practice in the morning because he doesn't like mornings and he stays up late playing video games. It was a hit piece. And surely some of the information that the writer used was gathered from people inside the building. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, I might be wondering, does this guy have it in for me? He might deserve it. I mean, if all that stuff is true, I'd want to be critical of Lamar Jackson too. But it sounds like he won the gunfight, if there was a gunfight.
It's kind of sad. I mean, I loved the story of Jackson getting to start when he did with Flacco there, and then his explosion as a star in 2019, MVP winner unanimously. And I always liked Harbaugh's place in that story, that he was willing to try it revamp and sort of cultivate that. But relationships change, and maybe that is what happened there. Talked about Baltimore yesterday. Just, I can't think of a team that would be more irate by how their season played out than the Ravens. I mean, the Steelers weren't ever even good, and the Bengals were a disaster, and you still didn't get there. Kind of incredible that that happened. So they do find ways in a lot of big games to not win. Like, there's just this game too, the Bills game in week one, the playoff game, both.
Yeah. Your buddy, I don't know what, I don't know if he's my buddy, Ian Harditz. I like him. I enjoy when he's on our show. Just posted four screen grabs, how John Harbaugh's last four seasons ended. And picture one is the kicker with his hands on his knees and his head down. He missed the kick against Pittsburgh. Picture two is Andrews falling in the end zone and the ball lying there on the ground. Here. Picture three, right, is Zay Flowers diving for the end zone against the Chiefs and right Humbling at the goal at the line, one. The ball. Mm-hmm. And then the year before that was Tyler Huntley, but they're going in for a go-ahead score at the goal, like a tush push, basically, fumble and back the other way for the Bengals.
100 yards.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I meant.
Tough racket. Right? I mean, what did he do that caused any of that? Maybe he didn't get close enough for the field goal.
Well, that's right, though. That's fair.
Yeah.
On a show where we're kind of trying to pick at the details of some of these big Bills losses and what actually, how do you want to account for them? That's there with the Ravens. And they've had playoff games they lost by more than a fumble at the one, too. Like, they've had their share. Well, new era underway.
Right, they laid down and died against the Chargers that first year with Lamar.
Jackson just had such a bad game.
Yeah.
And they tied it, and then he fumbled again, I think, is what happened there. All right, timeout. The Sabres are playing Vancouver tonight downtown. We'll get to pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.